V-minus 67. RMXT Studio Number 1, Manhattan, New York. I'm speaking to you all from Dar es Salaam, John Cole beamed, which translates as Haven of Peace. Somewhat ironic, you might say, given that our triangular gift from above is as clear a signal as any can be. A clear signal that the Global Contact Commission is an affront to human decency and a threat to world peace. And with that, we'll get right into it, de Klerk said, unflustered and unsurprised by the strength of Cole's opening gambit. Mr. Cole, what is abundantly clear to all of us, and indeed to vast numbers of concerned citizens, is that this so-called Zanzibar Triangle has underlined and exacerbated East-West divisions that have been brewing since—
I won't make a habit of this, Marion, Cole interrupted. But since time is so tight, I do have to step in to make a point here. As the ELF's Western Secretary, my office in Havana will actually be further west than the GCC building in Buenos Aires, and indeed further west than the White House. So, really, the talk of an East-West split isn't particularly accurate, and is no longer a valid way to frame things. What's more accurate is the recognition of the ELF as a forum for those of us unprepared to be dragged along by the calculated self-interest of the United States and the irresponsible egotism of William Godfrey.
Astute observers immediately noted Cole's careful and deliberate choice of words, with calculated self-interest being a term popularized by Godfrey himself in criticizing President Slater's initial reaction to the IDA leak. Well, I must interject to remind you that neither President Slater nor Chairman Godfrey are here to defend themselves, de Klerk said. So while we certainly want to hear a candid statement of your views and positions, unnecessary personal asides aren't what any of us are here for.
No, Godfrey's not here, Cole said, unaffected by the rebuke. And do you know where else he's not? London, fulfilling the position he has twice been elected to hold and is twice abandoned for a bigger paycheck and greater power. Do any of you even know who David Hurst is? The office of Prime Minister used to mean something. When I was Prime Minister, Britain was internationally relevant. Godfrey too, until he abandoned the country twice.
In the interest of balance, de Klerk said, I can't impartially allow any implication that your own time in office was all sunshine and rainbows, Mr. Cole. We all know how it ended in particular.
I stepped down with dignity after what I admit was a serious error of judgment, Cole replied, albeit one I was pushed into by Godfrey's complete lack of action in the face of Il Diavolo's relentless approach. Godfrey, on the other hand, he has stepped down from the office of Prime Minister not once, but twice, and on both occasions for the sake of ascending to a position of greater international power. I'll keep repeating this until the point gets through. He is a ruthless climber and a career politician, and he can talk about being born to lead all he wants. But let me make one thing clear. I was born in the gutter and I fought my way up. There were no silver spoons or trust funds in the south side of Sheffield, I can tell you that much. I didn't grow up going to the right schools or knowing the right handshakes, but I made it to the top through my burning desire to represent people like me, the real people from all over this great world of ours, and I've contended with the snot-nosed entitlement of the likes of Godfrey and Slater all my life.
You're cut from the same cloth, whether you can see it or not, Billy interjected. Rats, one and all. Cole theatrically rolled his eyes.
Only one of us is here to sell books, Billy boy, so spare us the judgment. But if you want to talk about similarities, here's one for you all. Everyone is so up in arms that Chinese and Russian scientists are currently studying an object that arrived 2 short days ago. But there seems to be some collective, and I would argue voluntary amnesia, as to what happened when a certain sphere was recovered from the ocean off Argentina. Since that's the case, allow me to remind everyone that it was Godfrey who once wanted to exclude American scientists from the sphere analysis process, purely because he wanted us, the UK, to be the only English-speaking nation represented. And that was purely because he wanted to be the only English-speaking leader making the resultant disclosure announcement. That's the man we're dealing with, people. And yes, I've spoken some strong words against the historical and contemporary policies of certain nations, the United States and Argentina included, but at no point did I lobby to exclude anyone from the international team who studied the Argentine sphere.
Cole raised a finger to delay the inevitable interruption that always came on Focus 2020 whenever someone dominated the conversation to this extent.
And to illustrate this point even more clearly, Godfrey's conditions for consenting to the late addition of an American scientist, since unanimity from the initial list of nations was required, was that the American scientist's name had to go last on the jointly signed document. At that point, that was the most important document in human history, and the newly inaugurated chairman of the GCC was playing politics on a level so trivial that everyone else just shrugged their shoulders and let the petulant child have his way. All of this, and you ask me why I stand with President Ding? All of this, and you ask me why I stand with the leader of an inclusive international organization that represents more than half of the world's population and more than half of its landmass? And how about this? Look at the diversity in the room full of low-level GCC delegates, and then look at the racial makeup of Godfrey's inner advisory board. That's what shows us once and for all that the Global Contact Commission is not just an exercise in Western imperialism, it is an inherently white supremacist organization.
Joe Crabb shook his head incredulously. Laughable. He blasted, especially coming from you with all the crap you've said in the past about inferior cultures and everything else. You're a useful idiot. The Chinese and Russians are using you like a cheap whore, and you're playing along because you think you're getting one over on your old boss.
Well, at least one of us is useful, Cole retorted. And whatever kind of politically correct games the Western media and politicians like to play, President Ding knew they would never truly accept an organization headed only by non-Westerners.
Most barriers appear to be all but gone. Skin color, gender, sexual orientation, and even age don't seem to matter in North American and European politics anything like they once did. An African or Korean at the UN was fine, because really a puppet is a puppet wherever it's made, but Chinese? They wouldn't stand for it.
You wouldn't stand for it, he accused the uniformly American panel.
Richard Walker's Sinophobia, which motivated the whole fake IDA leak in the first place, is sadly the norm, rather than the exception among your countrymen and those of your allies. It's a sad thing that I have to be here, but I'll do my duties as best I can as we work towards closing the gap between the peoples of the world. There is a sizable GCC-shaped roadblock standing in my way, I'll admit, but I'm a patient man.
Billy Kendrick cleared his throat. I'm all for patience, too, Marion. But are we going to get a chance to challenge any of...
As I said, Cole butted back in, the ELF's reach covers a majority of our planet's landmass. In order to carry out necessary duties of observation and to better engage with local populations, we are planning new offices and bases in dozens of strategic locations. In addition to Cuba, we're imminently looking to open an office in Vanuatu, as well as Madagascar, and also one of a few shortlisted locations in the Russian far north. As you can tell from these plans, the future looked exciting for the ELF even before the messengers bestowed their triangle of peace upon us.
Vanuatu? The clerk asked, picking this little referenced country from Cole's short list. You must be aware of successive Australian governments' long-running and very public concerns regarding a Chinese military base on Vanuatu? No?
Cole shrugged.
Well, I'm not talking about China, and I'm not talking about a military base. So, with the greatest of respect, Marion, if there's any relevance in those observations, then you're going to have to spell it out for me.
Joe Crabb gestured to the clerk that he would like to take this one, and she gladly waved him on.
You're right about something at last. He scathingly shot at Cole, because the ELF and its aggressive strategic placement of new bases is not Chinese. Let's call the ELF what it really is, a joint Chinese-Russian operation aimed at redressing what they see as a power imbalance, and I see as a Pax Americana. I suppose you're going to tell us next that a Russian base in Cuba would be nothing to worry about either. That this ELF incursion into our American sphere of influence is completely without historical precedent or political symbolism?
Not everything is as complicated and conspiratorial as you think, Joseph,
Cole said in his best condescending tone.
And even if it was, so Bloody what? America has bases all over the world. You want to talk about China? China is surrounded by US bases on all sides and endlessly provoked with regional war games, yet somehow China is rebuked as soon as an international organization it's just one member of expands its physical presence into a country the Americans decide is too close to their own. Somehow China and Cuba being allies is a problem, but no one cares when Slater is eating sushi and cheeseburgers with the Prime Minister of Japan. The point is this, Crab. Cole snapped real venom in his words for the first time. American hegemony is dead. It's time to grow up and get over it.
Billy? De Klerk asked, favoring him over Crab when seeking a reply to Cole's scattershot remarks. Billy shook his head. I came here to talk about Contact Day and the Zanzibar Triangle. When you want input on that, if you ever do, that is, I'll give it. Cole has already shown himself up for what he is, as if we needed any reminding, so I'll save my breath.
May I?
Poppy Bradshaw asked, smiling politely at De Klerk as though butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. After a nod from the host, she continued.
John, I need to ask you one thing. Did you leak the news of the comet's approach on purpose? And be straight with us, for once in your life.
I did, Cole said bluntly, and finally laying to rest a question that almost everyone already knew the answer to beyond any doubt. I knew it could and likely would ruin my career, of course I did, but what kind of psychopath thinks about his career when a comet is hurtling towards Earth and set to eliminate our entire species? Slater and Godfrey, I suppose, but certainly not myself.
And did my actions spark disorder?
Yes.
But was Godfrey's GSC doing enough to save the world? Not on your Nelly.
And as for you, Poppy, whatever it was, I know why you hate me. You hate me because my actions that day contributed to the world being saved. You hate me because my actions had the side effect of hastening the inevitable disorder, which forced McCarthy to admit his long-standing lies in an effort to bring the messengers back to Earth, which in turn resulted in a defeat of your predecessors. Those scum-sucking welcomers who violently targeted Timo Fiori and Emma Ford in Colorado Springs.
Poppy either couldn't hide her rage or didn't try to. There is no single shred of evidence for these slanderous comments, she yelled, really more of a shriek. Our movement is an anti-contact movement, and we have nothing to do with any of the supposed predecessors that the pro-contact corporate media and the rest of the powers that be keep endlessly trying to link us to. Some lunatics who used to call themselves welcomers might now call themselves geosovs, fine, but what do you want us to do about that? We can't disown them because we don't own them. All we can do is disavow them, or at least we could if we hadn't already.
With Poppy getting a foothold in the conversation and Dan loath to let her come across anything close to positively, he decided it was time to reveal his vision. It was time to reveal the Geosov plot to take President Slater hostage, which had been foiled thanks to a warning from the messengers and which Slater herself had encouraged him to reveal on live TV. There's something I need to say, Dan spoke up for the first time in a long while.
Unfortunately, we've reached the time limit for our first segment, De Klerk told him.
But fortunately, we have another 20 minutes and we'll be handing over to you for a good number of them, Dan. Thanks again for being with us tonight. But Mr. Cole, since I gather you have to leave us at this halfway point, I'll give you the final word for now.
Cole nodded curtly, wasting no time on platitudes.
I wish to join Dan in publicly calling for international unity at this important time, and I'd like to both applaud and thank him for sharing the official ELF position on that issue. Division does no one any favors, and William Godfrey's exclusion policy is a crime against humanity, which could lead to catastrophic armed conflict if his irresponsible politicking doesn't end. I hereby call on the likes of Slater, Hurst, and any other GCC national leaders who can find a backbone somewhere to finally call a spade and to call William Godfrey out as the reckless lunatic he is. If the GCC is to continue to exist, its members quite simply must oust a man who is driving them over a cliff because he's too busy admiring his own reflection in the rearview mirror to watch the road ahead. With that, I bid good night from the haven of peace and promise to see you all from Havana very soon.
Cole's feed cut to black before De Klerk could sign him off, much less allow anyone else to address his closing comments. Focus 2020 continues after the break, she said, composed as ever. When we'll hear more from the GeoSov spokesperson Poppy Bradshaw on what the Zanzibar Triangle means for her controversial anti-contact movement. And of course, last but certainly not least, once we've heard from Poppy, our attention will turn squarely to Birchwood, Colorado, and humanity's conduit to the stars, the one and only Dan McCarthy. We'll see you after these short messages.